Samet Testament Aleph, two dots. Omer Mar, so we said in the Braisa, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Beloshon Acheres. Rabbi Huda has a different version of what Rabbi Gamliel said. He said, Mahu va'osu tzarchechem b'mobi achlo techshach ve'yosar aleichem. Use it. So the tzaduki is like a nachri, and the only way it's going to work is schiris. And if it's going to work with schiris, so when Shabbos comes, you can't do schiris anymore. It's going to be also alma nachrihu. Vanan ad shel yotzi tanan. The Mishnah said the problem was that when he carries out, it's going to become usher, and that's going to be usher even if he carries out after you've been machzik. That was the point of the Mishnah, which means that the bittul works, but if he once he carries out, he's rescinding the bittul. So Ema explained the pshat of the Mishnah is ad shel yotzi hayom. That the Mishnah means the same thing it says over here in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, once Shabbos comes, it's Aser. And go do whatever you need before the day Erev Shabbos is finished. He doesn't keep the halachos of Shabbos properly because of their opinions. However, they were aware of what the Chachamim held. Some of them were not comfortable doing it publicly against the words of the Chachamim, and some of them were. So he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesi, he's didn't like a goy. He's Mechal Shabbos Betzino, he did not have a din like a goy. Keman Oslo Hodatanya. So who would be the Tana of the following statement? Mumr Begili Ponim Erez Enim Avat Rishos. So a person who's a mummer, a person who's a gili ponim, which is a mechutziv, he can't be mevat rishus. And more says, gili ponim, mummer hami, just because he's a megal ponim, he's a mechutziv, makes him into a mummer. Why can't he be mevat rishus? What it means is a mummer be gili ponim, a person who's a mummer brazenly, which means before hesya, and yochel mevat rishus, can't be mevat rishus. Come on, it'll go like Rabbi Yehuda, like this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That that mormer lechal shabbos for hesya has it done like a goy, whereas opposed to Remeir said before, even though he was moitzi b'meizid be'iser, he could still be mevatel. Ahud nafik bechumrasa the medusha person went out wearing Rashi says it was a type of a signet ring in a way which is also to carry on Shabbos, or it was some type of a thing that they would wear around their neck, which was also to carry. Kibin the chaz of the Rabbi Huda Nasiya, he saw Rabbi Huda Nasiya kasya, he covered it, that he shouldn't see that he was carrying this thing on Shabbos. So Amr, so Yehuda Nasiya said, "Kigoyin zeh mevatel rishus of Yehuda." So since, even though he did it publicly, but since he was embarrassed of the nasi, so there was still some element of his embarrassment about his chilul Shabbos. So that's not called mechal Shabbos, but for hesya. So if somebody would do it publicly, but he wouldn't do it in front of the rav, because he's embarrassed on the rub, that's enough to say that he's called Mechal Shabbos Betzina, and he can still be Mevalta Rishus. Okay, let's see Rashi. Well, Nantanan, about halfway down the page. The Yehuda, actually, you'd see that go do whatever you need, the Mishnah said, before he carries out. Alma Mahani Bittul. The bittul works. Just the problem is when he carries, he's rescinding it. Kol kamad lo harder bay. As long as he doesn't rescind it by carrying out, you're okay. Bechazaka hu de pligi the ksaver lo mahanya. The Remeir holds that once you've taken possession of the rishus and accepted his bittul, he can't rescind the rehudol. He could. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So we gave tutsu rotsim the second time. Boy, same a season the mash with stuki mevatam b'mumr lechalu b'tzina. Someone stuki who was a mechal shabbos b'tzina, and here it's mechal shabbos for hestia. Gili ponim chotzev. You could what? Mim mevatam rishus. The Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Mumr havi. Where it says just because gili panim is a mubber, but to me, straight as a question. Mechimishum gili panim chashav leimumr, just because he's a gili panim, he loses the status of a Jew. So my answer is mumr, but gili panim is a mumr who does it prefer hesia. So who's it going lecture? Behuda the remeir mumr lechal shabbos for hesia also mevatel, even though he did it b'mezid in a way which is mechal shabbos for hesia, he still be mevatel. So he went out carrying this bechumras of the medusha. Tabas shechosim miminacher. It's a ring which has its chosim, its signet from a different type of the min. In the set of Shabbos, he shall almeg bechosim shall mateches. It's also lotzis bo. If you make the ring out of almeg, which is like a coral, and the chosim is metal, it's also to wear it on Shabbos. Chumras is chosim medusha lo yisparish. According to this pshat, Rashi says. The chumrasa was the chosim. I don't know what the word medusha means. But Dr. Masech Shabbos actually says, I looked through Masech Shabbos, a little bit nishas, shaman yin Shabbos, elin yin tumah. That mishnah over there of almeg and meteches is not really the Gabi Hilchus Utsah. In Masech Shabbos, it only talks about it in regards to whether his makabal tumah or not. Therefore, I suggest, Rashi says, I'm going to say different pshats. Chumash of the Medusha means Kesher Shal Boisim Echad Mimini Absamim. It was, you would make like a bundle of a certain type of a sweet smelling thing, and they would wear it around their neck. Chay Gabna, Mirim Vesabas, and Yodzin, the Chumash of the Phylon, says, it talks about a Chumash, the Chumash is lotion of tying something up. Of phylum, which is a type of a sweet smelling oil. So you can't go out carrying that thing. Wearing it like that was considered a masui.
I don't understand why. So I guess we say that with respect to jewelry that we're concerned about women but not men. Is that what we say? No. The problem with jewelry was taking it off, right?
Most of the jewelry, the problem was the taking it off, right? Yeah. Like the men also, there was things, the men, a signet ring was considered.
What was the issue of a signet ring that it's used as a tool?
The problem is, if the main purpose is not as a taksha, the main purpose is a tool. Right? So you're carrying it not because it's a taksha, but something which would be a taksha for a man. There were cases where we had the shita for men.
So I don't understand why, you know, Rashi is not, you know, ready to go with the signet ring shot. I mean, it would still be an issue of caring.
Evidently, because they didn't find it in the second shot.
Yeah, but this he went on Bechumer the Medusha, like. What was the issue? It's not like that was this issue of different materials. The more seems to be stressing that it was Mechumrasa de Medusha. The more says he went out Mechumrasa, you know, he went out with it. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Ezel, you saw Mumr, Zemachal Shabbos is for Hesia. Who gets to set it? You saw Mumr, that he's considered a Mumr for the whole Torah. Person Machal Shabbos is for Hesia. And Mor says, I'm going to Menachem Kiman. So, what's your thought process? Iker Meir Damer, Chashur, the Dabra Echad, Chashur, the Chol Torah Kula. He has a general rule that a person who's Chashur, we don't trust him in one area. I mean, he's known to be. That he doesn't take one area of halacha seriously, and therefore he might do something improper, so he loses nemanis regards to all halachas. That's Rameir Shita. So Philip Bechem Mikoli Sir and Shabbat Aranami. So that's your point. So that applies to any one of these Sir. Lav Dafka Shabbos. Ikra Boran.
So and this is has to be on the Raisa level. It says he's from Shabbat Torah.
If he's chasher for one thing, he's chasher for everything?
Yeah, in other words, if it was a Drabanan issue.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. So they say that the only single aver which gives him takes away his nemanus regards to any halacha is mumr levad zora. So Amar Nachman, so Nachman said by Yitzchok, he says this issue we're talking about. We say you saw mumr that Rav Huna meant. With regards to the din of bit rishus, litin rishus, all about the rishus, the gabi that aloha once he's mechal shabbos for hesius, he loses the din of being a bit rishus. Kedatanya, you saw mumer meshamer shabbat the b'shuk, mevalter rishus. If he keeps shabbos publicly, even though he's mechal it privately, he could still be mevalter rishus. Shena meshamer shabbat the b'shuk. If even out in the shuk he does, he's mechal al Shabbos. Ein amavat the rishus. In they shamru, Yisrael noter rishus, benoisin rishus. He has the ability to give rishus and to accept somebody else's bittul to him. Menachri yachi yasker by goy, you have to do skiris, and he's considered like a goy. They have to do skiris. Kate said, "What is this?" Now the Brisa continues and says, "What exactly is the idea of bittul rishus? What do you say?" I'm a lawyer, I said it already. Rishusi kanuya lacha, Rishusi mevatelis lacha. Kana vein sarach liskos. So that's all you have to say. You say the lashon of kanuya lacha or mevatelis lacha, and that's sufficient. So so that's how Rav Nachman Yitzchok explained Rav Huna's din. Rav Ashi explained Rav Huna's din. Amr Haitano, who the Chamir lay Shabbos Kabbat Azorah. There is an opinion of Tana which holds that Shabbos has the same thing like Kabbat Azorah. And when Rav Huna said that he's a Mumr, the Chal Shabbos of Hesi is a Mumr, the Chal Torah Kula, that's what he was referring to. Who is this Tana? Okay, Kiritanya. The Pasuk says, Adam Kiyakir Mikem, Sidarshan Mikem, Malikulchem. Not all Jews we will accept the carbon from. Prat l'mumer, that excludes that a mumer, we don't accept a korban from a mumer. But mikem, from you, from Klal Yisrael, we have this limit. B'chem chilakti b'lam b'umas, that halacha we accept a behema from a goy for a korban, there's no difference whether he's a mumer or not. Mina behema, then the Brisa continues, it says, from we accept from the animal. The darshan lahavi bnei adam hadamim lebehema. The certain people which are like behemas, we accept kabbalas from them also. So that the meaning of behemas is referring to who's bringing it, not what you're bringing. Mikano amrum akabon kabbalas mi pesha yisrael. Keshiyashu b'shuba. We accept even if the person is acting like a behema. So we accept kabbalas from him. Chutz min amumer. V'amenasach yayin, the mechal shabbos is prefer hesyon. So that's the Bryce. So now Rav Ashi is talking and said, let's talk through the Bryce. Hoku v'kasha, the Bryce itself needs to be explained. Amarta mikem v'loy kulchem l'hoitzias a mumr. So mumr is out, which Pasha means any mumr is out. That's all you said mumr. V'haratani mikabon kribonis v'pesha yisrael, which the chav their mumrim. So Mary answers, Holokash, Reisha v'mumr l'chol tarkula, the person has disregard for all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And it's also the next case is v'mumr l'dabar echad. So he said, v'mumr l'dabar echad, we still are mekalba kribonis from him. Okay, Ema Seifa. Chutz min ha-mumr, v'manasach yayin. So hai mumr, hei chidomi. I mumr l'chol tarkula, hana Reisha. So you already said that he's out. L'dabar echad, which Kasha Mitzyasa, Mitzyasa says, you do accept from him. Allah Vachy Kamar. Chutz, we said, a Mumr Ladabar Echad, you do accept from, except for the following two Mumr Ladabar Echad. Chutz, mean a Mumr, Lanasech, it was a Mumr to do with Vadazara. So, you know, it's only for one thing, that, but he gets in like Kultar Kula. And the Mumr, Lachal Shabbos is Befrahesya. So the Chama say Adam Mumr LaVarazara. Who Vare Choshed the Chomili? Once he does a Varazara, he's Choshed. We can't trust him in any area. The Mumar Chamur Varazara Shekol Amayda B'Kakeber B'Chol Torah Kula. Person who accepts a Varazara is denying the whole Torah. So once he accepts a Varazara, means the whole Torah is valueless in his eyes. Can't trust him in any area. Dechsev V'Sisishku V'Loisasos Kol Mitzus. He doesn't do all of the mitzvahs, but little mishtai kra, but he is the more explained that pasuk referring to about a zara. So it calls it that he's not doing all of the mitzvahs by doing about a zara. Amar Nachman Ezel Yisso, so Amar Nachman by Yisro explains Ezel Yisso Mumer the Kamer of Huna Leel Linyan Bitzel Rishus Kamer. It's referring to the lachos, but the Bitzel Rishus. So Mumer the Chal Shabbos can't be about the Rishus. Depends on the shemesh about the b'shuk, which means before hesia publicly. Even though he's mechal Shabbos, so since publicly he keeps Shabbos, seeking about the b'shus. Kate said, "How do you do bittul? Are you so?" Let's go back on the case of the Yisrael. He says, "B'shus he would kri l'cha, or b'shus he would tell us l'cha." He's kind of with that statement alone. Ben Yisrael, this is b'kinyan. So you don't have to do any type of kinyan at all. Ravashi Amar La'olam Mumr the Kamer Rav Huna, explaining Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna said that person the Mumr the Chal Shabbos is the Mumr the Chomili Kachashavle. The Chomili Kachashavle Mumr. He said a Mumr for all areas, not just for Bittul Rishos. Kirbanan Sirli. Also, the Rabbanan that Mumr the Dabrechad is not Mumr. Chashad Dabrechad is not Chashad Chol Terakul. But Shabbos is Vaitana who. The Lima lay Shabbos kavanas gilulim, but Shabbos is different. Adam kiyakim mikem prat lemumra day mekablin kavanas mikem mashma miksascha. There's some Jews we don't accept kavanas from. Then it says mikem nesiv haimi uta gabe Yisrael. Says that the Rabbanan Yisrael Marta Aleihem Adam Ki Yakir Mikem. So referring back to you, Klal Yisrael, there's a limit on Mikem. We look see Ki Yakir Mina Adam Korban, and we say Mina Adam, but look Kol Adam, any person. Shemino Yisrael who the Chilik Umiyat Mumer by Jews, it means in a Mumer and non Mumer. But like Beumas Shemakabin Korban Mikulam, except for any Goy, even if it is our Kedanya Ish Matamalar Beish. Ish to Rabbis is a nokrim. The Mordor in Chulin says that Goyim can bring Kabbalah also. Even though he's an Ovid of a Zor, if he brings the Shem Hashem.
I understand what's his. The Kavanah of the guy is that he's bringing a carbon Hashem, or that he's bringing a carbon Lavod Zora, but in the base of Mikdash. I mean,
he's bringing carbon to Hashem. He comes to the base of Mikdash and says, I would like to offer a carbon to Hashem, so we accept it.
We wouldn't accept it if he says this Kavanah so far.
Well, we don't care about his Kavanah at this point in time. We're marked with Hashem. Love ben Adam should learn the behemah. Rishoyim also atzmin ke behemah. They act like the behemah. Shenem a keres is bird doesn't recognize its creator. The carbon mehen kibon. We accept the carbon from them. He said from there, but then we have a rule. We carbon kibonis from Pesha Yisrael. Kibonis on the double from Pesha Yisrael. That carbon the door and the double is mishtoyim to see ki yakim. Now, why Rashi is saying this is because we don't accept the chatas from him. Because we only accept the chatas of a person doing tshuva. And the pressure you saw, he continues to do the aveira again, so we don't accept the korban because he's not doing tshuva. But Nadorim and the doubles, he would accept. Keshi after tshuva, the chinam lahu biyadayim suloi hadri. You're afraid if we push away, he's not going to come back. I'm not sure why you need that drasha keshi after. I mean, it's psukim. Remember once I was discussing with the Pesach this issue of the Mumma Lechal Shabbos, you know, says, you know, you're dealing with the Rices. You see this Gemara that we're functioning at the Rices, it's the Rices level issue that he's like a Goy. You know, we give him a Chumra like a Goy. It's Rices. You know, it's not the Rabbanans. Menasech is a Yayin level, it's Gelulim. So what does it mean? Labach HaKomer. Mekab HaKabonis Mepersh Yisrael Hamurim Ledavar Echot. A mummer the davar echad normally does not impact his status. We can bring a carbon from him, except for a mummer the nasach hazayin, or means any type of a bedazor. Ola chalos shabbos, the kumummer the chol torah kula dami. The might lay me kem ola kol chem, and that's excluded from the pasuk of mikem. The person of the chalos shabbos before hasya is excluded from the pasuk of Mikam below Kulche.
So he actually has to do a mice Avodah Zarah. Right, I mean, it's just a person professed to be Avodah Zarah.
Well, the Gemara says in Shabbos that a person would say in front of Adam, excuse me, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a person would say in front of Adam to Avodah Zarah Eliyato, so it's also Chayv Misa. So Pashas would be included in that also.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that it's his Lanaseth Yayin, which is just a subcategory. I mean,
it's a service. Probably it's a minimum form of service. Didn't shut an animal, didn't do anything like that. Just, even just that's enough. So the Mishnah. Anche chaser shashachach echad mehen below irev. Okay. So even after he does bittel, beitzah also milahachas of lahoitzi loyev lohem. His house is not included in the bittul, so his bittul was on the mishus of the chatzur. So his house is now not part of this iruv of the whole chatzur, because he was. So it's an issue of carrying from his house, which is his private area, to the chatzur, which is the public area of other people, which he's not part of. But he can carry, or they can carry out of their houses into the chutz. Let's say, however, what happened was Nosa lo Rishus, and he forgot to do an Eruv, and everybody gave the Rishus to him, they were all mevatel to him. So whom? What? He's allowed to carry from his house to the Chatzar. V'hein Asurin, they're not allowed to carry even from his house to the Chatzar. So the first scenario, when he's both mevatel to them, he can carry from their homes to the Chatzar. In the case of the mevatel to him, they may not carry from his house to the Chatzar. The Mor is going to ask why. Okay. Hayushnayim, if they were all mevatel the Rishus to two people, so Oysen Zelzeh, since they're mevatel to two people, so right that we have two people which not to Eruv, and everyone else is mevatel the Rishus to those two people, but there's two people, so they ask each other. She'echad Noisen Rishus and not the Rishus. He can give away his rishus to other people, and he can accept the bittul to him. He's noitel rishus. Shnayim noisin rishus, but they noitel rishus. There's no way they can accept the rishus together because right there's two people, so you still need an eruv. Okay, maybe say noisin rishus. There's a lot of bittul. When does it take place? Mishamir armi mibayderim. It has to be before Shabbos. Which explain means even Mishach Hashecha. Actually, some Rishonim would say means Davka Mishach Hashecha. Because Kol Malas Erev Shabbos, which Shaykh to do Eruv, is often not allowed Bitzel. It says, it's Erev Shabbos, do Eruv. Once Shabbos came in, the Eruv wasn't done, Chazal allowed Bitzel. But the Maisa, the Ikrib Sakh is even Mibadoyim, and even Mishach Hashecha also. Mishanos and Rishusai Behoitzi. So this we quoted before. Once he's given Rishus and then he carries out. Be'e Mishab and Be'meiz and Reza Oysa Dibri Remeir. So the Iker rescinding of the Bittles, Be'meiz. Because now we're kind of Shagga got to Meiz. Or goes a Shagga got to Meiz. Dibri Remeir, Behudoimer. Be'mezid oyser, b'shagig again oyser. No, be'mezid, so he's rescinding. The shagig is not rescinding anything. And then he does not geyser shagig to mezid. So Rashi beisa also lahachtis lahaytzi. Mi beisa lachotz, you cannot carry from his house into the chotz. Bein who, bein shar, but the chotz, nobody. Well, the more first, b'shabitul lehen rishus, shahayu le b'chotzer. He's mevatel his rishus chotzer. Obitul and Rishus Beisai, he wasn't about the Rishus Beisai. Hechol Chavale Rishus Beisai, Rishus Didei, Bechatzah Rishus Didu, so his house is his own private domain. The Chatzah is their public domain. So we cannot carry from his private area to their area.
Where is
he does Bittul to them. Vishalahem. In that scenario, Batim Shalem Mutarim Lahitzi Mehem Lachatz, you can carry from their houses out to the Chatz. Bain Hu, Bain Hey. Anybody, even including this person who did Bittul Rishus, can carry from their home to the Chatz. Do Batim Shalem Mechatz Rishus Achazain. Because their house, their homes, and the Chatz are one big area. Let's say, however, Nosuloy Haim Rishus Chatzerin, they all did bittul to him. So whom to loyti mebeis al chatzer, he can carry out from his house to the chatzer. Vehein asurin, I feel him mebeis al chatzer. They can't carry out even from his house. His house is one with the chatzer. That's why he's allowed to carry from his house to the chatzer. So why can't they carry from his house to the chatzer? Well, got the Rishus Achazain. The Gemara first time, and the Gemara is going to explain why that's a problem. Hayushnaim sheshachu b'le Eruv. There was two people who did not contribute to the Eruv. Shabbat Echotzer bittul lehen Rishus. Everybody else in the Chotzer was mevatel to these two people. So, right there, there's two people without an Eruv. Shoshteim Rishim Zeh Al Zeh. So the fact that there's two of them, Asers. Why? Menei Shush Nashle and the Chotzer belongs to both of them. But the houses are distinct. You cannot take from your private area to this area which is shared with other with another individual. So if a person gave rishus and then he went and carried out reis oiser the mahadro mishkel rishusahu because of a mibitula. Once he carries out, he's rescinding his bitul. That's correct. The Rashi does sound like that. I recall vaguely a discussion on this Rashi. Because part of the problem is in the Chatzar also. So I would say the following though, see what's one second, that you know, from the house to the Chatzar is clearly a problem. And the Chatzar itself, Kalim, which were shoved to the Chatzar, you're allowed to carry in the Chatzar. It's just the issue of Kalim, which turned out to be in the Shabbos, and the Bayis can't be carried in the Chatzar. So that's probably why Rashi focused on and those Kalim, which were shoved to the Bayis, can't be moved in the Chatzar. They can't carry them in the chutzar either. It's not just the tzor, it's the problem. There's an issue of carrying them in the chutzar also. But so it's the gay in the chutzar itself also, but this is much more clear. This is much more definite. That's a problem. The issue is the problem only carrying things from the houses to the chutzar, or even carrying things in the chutzar itself? That was the question. Okay, something more.
In what case?
When you had two people. Everybody's about to two people. Beis Yehuda Osir, Hochatzir Asharya. So it says in the Mishnah, case where one person forgot to do an Erev, that nobody's allowed to carry from his house. The fact that he has rights in the chotzer doesn't bother us. So, possibly with Mr. Talmud, in the case where one person forgot to contribute to the chotzer, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer still. So, hechadami. Now the case was he did bittul. The more expensive case is he did bittul, and that's why you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. So either bittul beisoy, he did bittul on his bias also. Am I chotzer? So why can't you carry from his bias to the chotzer? He did bittul on his bias. Either lo bittul chotzer, he didn't do bittul. Sorry. Either bittul based on my osur, either loy bittul chetzera my sharia. If there was bittul, everything should be mutter. There was no bittul, nothing should be mutter. Or how come I'm asking about bittul rishus chetzera? Well, bittul rishus based on he did bittul on the chetzer, not on the bayis. Because cyber rabbanon chachamim all the mavat and rishus chetzera rishus based on loy bittul. We assume. Even when he does bittul and rishus, that he's not including his bias in the bittul, unless he would specify otherwise. I mean, astam, that's what happens. The diary inish bias will a chotzer. A person will give up his chotzer and maintain his bias. Okay. Um, Shalhan mutzal loy balehen. He's allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzur. My time. He's a guest. He's not worse than a person who comes from a different chatzur into the rishos, wherever it is, and it's the other person that comes into this rishos and he helps them carry in and out because he's a guest. Okay, Zakrashi. Hachatzeroi rishos shahoyseloi bechatzeroi yishar yilib nechatzur. His rishos in the chatzur is not a problem. Mutalan lahitzimi batei in the chatzur. They're allowed to carry out from their houses to the chatzur, even though he owned part of the chatzur. Because Hashem sees him to the head of that. That works. So what was the case? Either with the rishosai, the nechatzur, he's a bit delighted to understand why you're allowed to carry from the chatzur. So based on my also, why can't you carry from his bias? Already not in the hand. Based on his talik, he's out. Bidol abitol midi rishus l'tzera manchari. So why is he allowed, why are you allowed to carry in the chatzur? So our answer is they did bitol because I'm rebutton the tana masis of the stomach. He this the stam mission is going like the chachamim. Pligat Rabbi Yehuda Domer Perik isn't passing. Basically also will have this lahitzi loy. I will have mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that person does bitol on his bias also. Therefore they may carry from his bias. The Mavatim Rishus Katera, Rishus Beis of Bittul. So if you answer hold, you Mavatim Rishus Bais also. So the other members of the Chatzur could care from his Bais, which is now Bittul, into the Chatzur. But Chum say no. But he's allowed to carry from their homes to have Yerik Lagabai. Kimon the Mibeser Loi Mapik, he's not carrying out from his house. Avagav the Mishtamish B'Chatzur, we don't say the fact that he's using the Chatzur. That's a form of rescinding. It's not. We shouldn't touch it up and say, "Aha, he's acting like a balabas over here, using the chatzur." So that's a bittul, and it's rescinding his bittul. No. He's helping them in their homes. Go to the Gemara. No, so but if the case was the opposite. That they're all mevatel to him, the six people in the chatzur, let's say, and one forgot, and the other five were mevatel to him. So he's allowed to carry from his house to the chatzur, but he's allowed to carry in the chatzur. Behena sir, they can't. So the more, why not? And have inu legabei ki archin. Don't say when they're using the rishus of the chatzur that they're reclaiming their rights to the chatzur. Say they're being his guests and helping him. More answers. Chad l'gabi chemisha havi areyach. Chemisha l'gabi chad lo havi areyach. That, in general, that's not how it would work. So therefore we would be more logical to interpret when they start using the chatzur, they're reasserting their rights to the chatzur, as opposed to saying that no, we gave it away and we're just helping you, we're all here to help you. That's not such a common thing, and therefore we cannot allow them to do that. It's considered a rescinding of the bit. Okay, so the more shema minoa. That the more assumes right now, the way to understand the phrase was that it was this was chronological. That he gave rishus to them, and then they gave him rishus. They switched around. Shomer mavatel because mavatel, you could change. So the plan was first he gave rishus to them, and then they did their things, and then they turned around and gave rishus to him. So you could do bittul back and forth. Or says no, hachikamer nasul rishus and mikara who mutar behenasur. It's giving you two alternate scenarios, not consecutive scenarios. If rather than him give rishus to them, but rather they gave rishus to him, and that's all that happens. So that's what that's the deal. Okay.
The language of Chuzrim is a little strange there. Let's see. If it's two different scenarios or not.
That's the Morris Terrence. The more assumed on the Shami Noah, that it was one scenario one after the other. Rashi says no, that's not the pshat. It was a case of a rather than the case being the Mishnah saying in the case where instead of him gave a rishus to them, they gave rishus to him instead of, not afterwards.
Right. I mean, do we see other cases where chozer is used to indicate choice as a word?
Well, it doesn't say chozer in the Mishnah.
No, I'm sorry.
The Morris just assumed that. I feel a base of the chotzer. They can't carry even from his house to the chotzer. The kiva, the mishtamish b'chotzer. Once they start using the chotzer again, even though it's from his bias, Abu Gadolav mi'bayis itu mafki. Even though it's not from their homes, we deal with it as having a miskel rishus. They're taking him back to the rishus. The chemish l'gabichad lo domer la'archim. They're not like archim. It's like they're reasserting their rights. Chemish l'av davka means even we pass it even. Some actually hold two would be different than three would be different than two. In other words, three is like a rabbin already, but two to one would be an arayah. Three to one not. Rashi's point is five. It's not dafka five. Is it four? Four can be his guess. No, kamishas lav dafka. Some say it means anything. It means even two to one would not be mutter. Some say two is not a rabbin yet. Three is a rabbin. So three already a rabbin to yachid. It's not an areyach. Shem Rama Vatlin, the master of Nosal Rishus, a reishakur. It's going on the case of the reish. The Ketani, Mishalahen Mutuloi, Vilahen, which means the Batalahen Rishusoi, that first, the case was first he was a Vatl to them, and Chazur Hema Nosal Rishusa. So who mutter? Where says, no, that wasn't the case. It wasn't one after the other. It was an alternative. Look, it's sold it here.